First up, though, this hour, federal spending on services contracts is continuing a slow decline after a decade of aggressive growth that peaked in 2010. That's according to an annual deep dive into contract data by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The think tank projects a further drop-off once 2013 numbers are in and sequestration is taken into account. Overall, dollars spent on services fell 7% from $332 billion to $308 between 2011 and 2012. Here to help us walk through the numbers in more detail and the stories those numbers tell us is David Berto. He's Senior Vice President at CSIS and lead author of the report. David, thanks for doing this. Good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks to both of you. I feel like I should actually be asking you guys questions because Jared and Jason, you guys know more about this stuff than we ever do.
Well, we read well anyway. So the top line number I read there, if you could call it that, is what it is. But your report's really exhaustive, you know, looking at everything from contract competition to the trends in the types of vehicles to you know, firm size. I guess that vendor size issue is as good a place to start as any. As these dollars have come down, is there a particular size category that's getting squeezed?
Well, you're right to point out that the data we use, of course, it's all public data from the Federal Procurement Data System, but we analyze it and compile it in a host of ways, almost every way you can look at it. One of those is we look at what the trends are, and this is just for services contracts, but it's across the whole federal government. We look at what the trends are by the size of the company. So we have four categories. We have small businesses, which is essentially defined as those that meet the small business set-aside standards, if you will. We have extremely large business, the top six federal contractors. Those typically are the Defense Department contractors because that's, as you know, where two-thirds of the contract dollars are spent. We have large businesses, which is defined as those that are over $3 billion a year in annual revenue from all sources, if you will. And then we have those that are in between, larger than the small businesses but smaller than the large businesses. Interestingly enough, if you look at the data over last year, so that's just for FY 2012, we don't have 2013 data yet. We're a few weeks away yet from finishing that, if you will. The small businesses and the large business, or rather the extremely large businesses, that is the big six, are the two categories that are not seeing as big an impact. Overall, defense or government contract spending on services contracts was down 7% last year. Small businesses only lost about 5%. Big six only lost about 3%. So the ones that are getting squeezed are really the mid-sized businesses and, most importantly, the large businesses. They lost about 9% over the course of the year. So it's not proportionally distributed. Now, of course, this is all individual competition decisions or contract award decisions. There's no game plan that says let's squeeze one category more than the other.
Of course, for a lot of years, that has been the biggest problem is those what I'll call medium-sized businesses, I think you guys term them large businesses, have been squeezed because of the small and small business set-asides and large. What the report also seems to be saying, and I'd love to get your take on it, obviously, is the fact that the Office of Management and Budget's push to reduce service contracting is actually working. A lot of times you hear data from OMB and they're going to always put their spin on it and a lot of people step back and scratch their head. But it seems to me like you guys are showing that, yes, their move to reduce service, to get more competition, to reduce service contracting is having a big effect.
It is having a big effect. I mean, you look at overall federal spending and it's down about 7% from the peak in 2010. If you look at total federal contract spending, it's down about 12% since the peak, which was 2009, actually. But if you look at services contracting, it's down 16%, more than twice the rate of overall federal spending decline. And here, when I say federal spending, I mean discretionary spending, that is appropriated funds, not mandatory spending accounts. So contract services contracts are down substantially more than the rest of the federal government, if you will. No wonder it's being a tight squeeze out there in a much more competitive environment for the companies.
Now, one of the other things that stands out is this move, and I've heard this from other people, from services to almost products instead of what we've heard for years is the move from products to services. And let me define products, not a pen or a pencil, but really the what I'll call even a managed service where you're not just buying, hey, I need a network administration services, but I want the network, and that's more of a product, and then I want other services to go with it. Are you seeing that trend?
Well, you hit on something really important there, which is kind of the boundary by definition. You know, we are captive of what each of thousands of data entry people put into the federal procurement data system. So we have run into in the past what we would think looks like a service they categorize categorize it as a product or vice versa. We don't make any changes in our data. We use what the data entry people have put in there. But there are interpretations, if you will. There's guidelines from the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, but each individual contracting officer, as they put the data in, makes their own interpretations. And so we're convinced that in some areas, the same contract in one category is called products, and in another type of contract is called services. So that's a fuzzy area, if you will. We haven't seen a dramatic change across the whole federal government, but within individual agencies, we have seen some more dramatic changes and more products and less services.
We're talking with David Berteau, Senior Vice President at CSIS, about their annual report on federal contract spending. And David, let's talk about data quality just a little bit. As you kind of alluded to a second ago, you're kind of hostage, if that's the right word, to the quality of what's in FPDS, and you're depending on people in various agencies to enter things correctly and categorize things correctly and hoping everything that should be there is there and it's consistent year to year. What have you noticed as you've gone through and done this report over the past few years in terms of any changes in the quality of what's out there?
It's really improved quite a bit because our first year we did this was for fiscal year 2004. So we now have 9 years of work on this, and we'll be updating it for 2013 as soon as the data are available. And we've seen three general trends. One is that there's a lot more senior management attention to the quality of the data and what the data say. We found, for instance, in the Department of Homeland Security that the chief procurement officer over there, Nick Nyack, has a process where he literally is reviewing the big stuff that goes in on a daily basis, and when they find errors and mistakes, they work very quickly to update them. Similarly, in the Defense Department, there's a tremendous focus from headquarters on better data entry and more fidelity in the data entry. Secondly, we find problems and issues, and we generally point them out, oftentimes quietly before we put our report out. And we see a responsiveness in terms of the administrators of this, both at the guideline level from the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and the administration level in the General Services Administration, that they're responsive to these kinds of changes. And third, I think there's just a greater attention across the federal government to recognition of the importance of the data. It's a recognition of the importance of contractors and the role contractors play, and also of some of the potential vulnerabilities from contracting.
After a decade after 9/11, I guess, when service contracting, I don't think exploded is too strong a word, we're starting to see some declines, as we said at the outset. In your mind, how far can that go? I mean, are we going to find a level at some point? Or could we go all the way back to the service contracting ratios that we saw back in the 1990s? Or how far down does this go?
It's hard to predict. The projections that we made, and this is the first time we've ever done projections in our report, really go down two different paths. One is consistent with both the president's budget proposal and the House and Senate budget resolutions, all of which propose spending more money than is consistent with the Budget Control Act. None of those things, by the way, changed the Budget Control Act. So the second projection we did was, what if you are consistent with the Budget Control Act, which takes essentially $100 billion a year out of federal spending? In even the best of those cases, if the government got everything that it hopes for and the budget resolutions were adhered to and the Budget Control Act was done away with, even under those circumstances, you're still back to a level that you had in 2005, 2006, 2007. Under the Budget Control Act scenarios, you could get back to both a ratio and a dollar spending level that we haven't seen since the late 1990s or early 2000s.
This report has a ton of great information. As an acquisition policy nerd that I like to consider myself to some extent, there's so much in here. If you're a vendor, if you're a member of the acquisition community, what's your takeaway? What are two or three things, if you could point out, that they really should pay close attention to?
Well, I think three things. One is that the dollars really are going down, and that makes every dollar spent all the more important. And one of the important things is we look very hard at the data, but they still don't really tell us what we're getting for the money. We see where we're spending it, we see who's getting it, and we see what the categories are that they're of the work they're doing under it, but we still have a hard time seeing what the actual outputs are. And I think it's important for individual contracting officers and program managers to be looking at actual outputs as the money goes down. The second is that there's still room for competition. You know, we see a number of areas where there are competition sought by the government, but there's only one bidder. We see a number of areas where contracts are awarded without competition, mostly for good and sufficient reasons if you look at the individual contracts. But there's still a lot of opportunity for competition. And the third is, with that competition and with the declining dollars, there's going to be an incredible pressure on cost and on rates, if you will. And if that pressure is not managed carefully, the government could end up taking the lowest price, even without regard to actual ability to perform. And this is one of the risks, if you will. I know that in you had Frank Kendall on a little while ago, and he, you mentioned his better buying power initiatives. One of his strong ones is go with low price, technically acceptable, but only if, in fact, you can demonstrate technical acceptability, not just, you know, this is low, is it okay kind of thing. And I think the implementation of that guidance is one that we really have to watch carefully.
And you actually stole my question, because I was going to ask you, as soon as you brought up costs and rates, is LPTA coming up? Is that something that in the future reports on service contracting you guys are going to look at all?
We would love to look at that. Of course, we hear the same stories that you guys probably hear, and generally you only hear these stories on the negative side. But there's nothing in the data that allows us to tell when that was the mechanism used for evaluation and award. So we're going to need a different source of information. I'm not quite sure how the Defense Department is tracking this. I'm sure they are tracking it, but I don't have insight into what their own internal numbers are showing. And I think that's one of the critical questions that has to be analyzed and reported on going forward.
All right. David Berto is Senior Vice President at CSIS. David, thanks to you and your team for all your hard work on this, and thanks for coming on the radio this morning.
It's a delight. Thank you very much.